from the Johns Hopkins University Brain Science Institute.
When you're sleep deprived, that could be a trigger in that your threshold for what is painful is lowered, and it may take less of a certain stimulus to trigger a pain episode.
Dr. Luis Buenovier is the director of the Behavioral Sleep Medicine Program at Johns Hopkins School of Medicine. He researches chronic pain and sleep disturbance. Today on Brain Talk, understanding the relationship between sleep and chronic pain. Approximately 100 million Americans suffer from chronic pain, and that's more than diabetes, heart disease, and cancer combined. Dr. Buenovier explains that pain has an effect on someone's quality of sleep.
What we know is that people that have chronic pain have disturbed sleep because their sleep is lighter and fragmented. So that means that they're spending more time in lighter stages of sleep versus obtaining deep sleep or slow wave sleep.
Poor sleep and pain are both associated with higher levels of depression. And research is finding that poor sleep is associated with an increased risk of stroke and for developing diseases like hypertension, diabetes, and obesity. And poor sleep can affect your experience of pain.
It may take less of a certain stimulus to trigger a pain episode, and your pain may be perceived as more severe, it may last longer, and be more frequent.
Dr. Buenovier says any chronic pain condition can impact sleep, but because it's difficult to measure pain, it's difficult to say which types of pain impact sleep more.
So if someone comes in for a medical evaluation, there is no medical test that you can do that tells you how much pain that person is experiencing. You can do an imaging study where you image individuals' brains while they're experiencing pain, and what you'll find is that certain regions will have more activation than other regions. However, that doesn't really speak to the question about how much pain that person is experiencing.
What Dr. Buenovier has discovered is that how people think about a pain can improve not only their experience of it, but help them to sleep better.
So we recently did a study where we looked at sleep in chronic pain in relation to a factor called catastrophizing that we have found to be a very robust predictor of chronic pain. So catastrophizing, basically it's a style of negative thinking that's characteristic of individuals who are in chronic pain. In particular, people who catastrophize tend to ruminate about their pain. They tend to feel more helpless about their ability to do anything about their pain condition and feel very hopeless and pessimistic about the future.
To cope with chronic pain and improve sleep, Dr. Buenovier suggests identifying negative thoughts and replacing them with more balanced thinking, especially before bedtime or during nighttime awakenings. He also recommends lowering overall stress levels by taking part in activities that promote relaxation.
So chronic pain patients that practice, let's say, yoga, deep breathing, meditation, tai chi, etc., can potentially develop proficiency in eliciting a relaxation response.
Being in a physically and mentally relaxed state also helps people fall asleep more easily and stay asleep.
One last recommendation might be that they should only go to bed if they're sleepy and not just because they're tired or as a coping strategy to deal with the pain.
For more information on the relationship between pain and sleep, log on to brainscienceinstitute.org. I'm Dale Connolly, and from Johns Hopkins University, this is Brain Talk.